Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station, can I have a radio check, please?
Happy 4 hour week.
Hey, Sid, how you doing tonight, bud?
Doing pretty good. How about you, Chad? You and Anna okay?
Yeah, we're doing all right. She's got some friends coming over on Tuesday, so I've been doing honeydews all day, and I'm about dude out.
Honeydews and that house cleaning the key, Chad.
I'm retired. Does the honeydews, guy they ever get to retire from that?
Think straight up.
I'm a little better than that, Sid, but I guess it is what it is, right?
You're tired too, but I've got a lot of health issues. I'm pretty much disabled, so I try to do what little I can around here, but it ain't much. I feel kind of guilty sometimes. Of course, she'd have to do most of it. She takes good care of me, though.
Well, I expect you've done enough honeydews over the years to where it's payback. I guess that's what it's all about. But anyway, I appreciate you giving me the signal report, and hope you're doing well. And you be safe, Sid. 73s. I'll see you here in a little while. Scale 4 NUE. I'm clear.
Anytime I can help, I'm glad to. See you in just a few, W4IOE.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and start with the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. We'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-ins, starting with, for FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest, and N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, and KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, K3DOC, I think that's supposed to be DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, and KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KF4NXY, David in Honeypath, and AF4SX, Miss Marie, also in Honeypath, KI4MRA, Fred in StarTex, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, KO4QLG, Mr. Chris in Liberty, and KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, and KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, and KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors, and N4ASW, Tony in Asheville.
You
WE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll go ahead and move to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
We've got you via EchoLink tonight, KN4RJN up in Brown Summit. Mr. John, I've got you down for some comments, sir. I'll be back around for you when I get through the check-ins. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move to the RF portion of check-ins tonight. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
Net control. Check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4, AHO, Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative, 73 to the net.
Dad, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all indeed not, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
NUE. Evening, Chad. Please check in K1CJW, Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all. NUE.
Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
NUE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
Go ahead and start and recognize N4AHO, that's Mr. Doug in Walhalla, and KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Mr. Rick. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, hope you are doing well, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave in Greer. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland in Pickens. Roland, hope you are doing well, sir. And Mr. Keith in Seneca, KN4CHY. Also, Mr. Gary and Miss Joy. Gary's call is KI4DOS. Gary, have you down for comments tonight, sir. And tell Miss Joy we said hello. And her call is K3JOY. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight and tell Miss Anna we say hello.
For NUE, please check in Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC, Patrick in Marietta. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick in Penrose. And K4SGSC, Mr. Patrick in Marietta. Patrick in Marietta, did I get your call right? Can you recheck with me, please?
Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC.
Patrick, K4GSC, Mr. Patrick in Marietta. All right, any other stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE.
K4
check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. KI-4, KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Greycourt. Just check us in and out tonight.
Hey, Ray. Hope you and Miss Anna both are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
NUE. And Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James. I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
NUE. 94LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic. No ground tank.
Welcome, KI-4, KCX, that's Mr. Jerry and Greg Court, and W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid and Fletcher, and KK4JFO, that's Mr. James up on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and Mr. Andy, KI-4LZI in Table Rock. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. All right, we'll see if there's any more stations India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Move on to Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert, down in the Wild Kingdom tonight, watching Penn State, not quite believing that U of SC score. And that's about it. 73s.
For NUE, Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha, W4TOA. Grant, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Appreciate you calling the net tonight, Chad. Say hello to Ms. Anna. Everyone, have a good evening. 73.
Calling station. All I got was November and Kilo. So, Mr. Shane, if that was you, key your mic twice for me, sir. At last calling station, all I got was two letters of your call. Please try again, please.
Let's check in KC4SKD, Larry, KG4AHS, Rhonda, and Easley in and out tonight.
I think I got your call, your wife's call. If I mess it up, please recheck with me. All right, we'd like to welcome KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert down at the Wild Kingdom tonight. Disappointed with the score on the TV there. And W4TOA, Mr. Grant in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Grant, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, Mr. Larry in Easley. And KG4ASH, I believe it was, Miss Rhonda in Easley. All right, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
Next for you, Rhonda's call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. And this is KC4SKD.
I'll try it again. We'd like to welcome Miss Rhonda in Easley. KG4AHS. Hope you guys are doing well, and please tell Miss Ron I'm sorry I messed her call up, but we got her in the log. All right, next is Echo Link Stations and Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Good evening, Chad. No traffic, no queue. Do tell my Santa I'll say hello.
Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA down in Greenwood tonight. Stephen, hope you are doing well. And Miss Anna says hello back to you, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group. I'm sorry, let me go ahead and check in my wife, KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. And she's here with me tonight, checking over my shoulder as usual. All right, let's go ahead and recognize the next group, which is Uniform Through Zulu. Any station, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. My name is Mark. I'm in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening. Over.
Welcome, Mr. Mark, down in Belton tonight, AF4LV. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well, sir. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and close the formal portion of the net tonight. I would like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight, and all stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller. We'll go ahead and start with the rag chew portion, beginning with KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, John. What you up to tonight, sir?
KO4NUE, this is KN4RJN. Did I get a chance to catch any meteors Friday morning or Friday evening?
Not, Mr. John. I didn't tell her either because I didn't want her to get me up. So she's giving me this little nasty look. So I'm sure I'll pay the price when the net's over. But I decided we'd just sleep in.
This is KN4RJN. Well, she has expressed to me more than once that that is on her bucket list. And I suggest that one of these mornings when there's a meteor shower, you better get up or you're going to work. If you catch my drift there.
I'm telling Mr. Seid before the net started, I asked for a radio check, that she's got some friends coming over on Tuesday. So I've been doing honeydews for, well, technically for 27 years. But I've been heavy at doing honeydews all day today. So I'm about dude out. So, you know, she just have to forgive me this one time, I guess. But I got one more day tomorrow and then probably half a day on Monday. And hopefully we can get some things straightened out where we can, you know, get back to normal.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I hope you've got a big enough shovel to dig yourself out of that hole. But in any event, there will be another meteor shower, and I'll be, you know, I had told her about it. I'm surprised. She said she was going to set an alarm, but apparently that didn't happen. But in any event, let me give you the rundown of what's going on in the sky tonight. Hang on just a second. C4RJN, whoops, wrong tab. Here we go. As far as solar activity, nothing on the geomagnetic. Well, we might get a G1 or G2 here, maybe tomorrow, possibly. Solar radiation, 1% chance of an S1 or greater. Radio blackout, we got about a 5% chance on an R1 or an R2, which is mild to moderate. and R3 or greater, there's only about a 1% chance. So not a whole lot going on in solar activity right now. I believe we're in a solar minimum right now, climbing out of it slowly. As far as what's in the sky right now, Saturn and Jupiter are both up, as is my favorite summer triangle. And the moon won't be up for some time, so if you get a chance, go out, take a look at the stars. The meteor shower actually lasts until the first few days in November. It just peaked on that particular day. Stare at the sky some evening when it's clear, you might be able to catch something. If Anna is listening, coming up, let's see, Sunday, the 23rd, a little thing that happens during autumn in the mid-northern latitudes every year is that the ecliptic, which is the path of that the sun appears to travel through the sky, extends nearly vertically upward in the eastern horizon before dawn. That geometry happens to favor the appearance of a faint zodiacal light in the eastern sky for about a half an hour before dawn on moonless mornings. That light is sunlight scattered by interplanetary particles that are concentrated in the plane of the solar system. That's the same material that produces our meteor showers. There's a whole lot of urban light pollution, but between now and the full moon on November 8th, if you go out and look for a broad wedge of faint light extending upwards from the eastern horizon and centered on the ecliptic, it'll be strongest in the lower third of the sky, below the bright star of Regulus. I might take a pair of binoculars or a telescope. Would probably help you see it. If you have photographic equipment that you can hook to your telescope or your binoculars, you might be able to get a picture of it. Depends upon how dark your skies are. But it's an interesting little phenomenon that if you've got dark enough skies and you can see it, it's cut off. Again, a repeater killed me. Where did I get cut off there, Chad?
I was looking at some of the images on James Webb. Kind of got distracted there for a minute. But have you seen the Pillars of Creation images that they've posted? I think it's an older image, but it's quite impressive. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
This is Ken Ford, and yeah, I have seen those, both the older images and the new ones from James Webb, and the James Webb ones are just, you know, so much more clear, and it's just amazing, the difference. But yeah, the Pillars of Creation is a very interesting phenomena, which is going to, you know, disappear here in a few thousand years from the solar wind of all the stars that are being born in that big clump of gas. It'll eventually blow that gas away. But while it's there, it is impressive to see.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I was going to tell you real quick is so the spotter scope on our telescope, I took a closer look at it today, and I think I figured out what's going on with the why I can't get the scope aligned. So there's two rings mounted on the telescope itself that the spotter scope hooks to. And someone, I don't know who, and I just never really paid attention, has put cardboard around the spotter scope in between the adjustment screws. And I think the cardboard is allowing my image to drift a little bit every time I make an adjustment. It drifts off, but I think what I'm going to have to do is just make me some bushings down in the machine shop out of aluminum and probably get that straightened out. What do you think, John?
This is KN4RGN. Take a picture of that and text it to me. I'm not sure exactly. You say there's two rings that the spotter scope hooks to? It's not a little slot that it slides into?
It's kind of like a rifle scope. It's kind of a weird setup, kind of janky. I'm not sure if... I mean, it's the same color as the telescope, so I assume it came with it, but, you know, you never know.
KN4RGN, yeah. Take a picture of that and text it to me. Let me look at that, and or FaceTime with me or something so I can see what... what you're talking about. If somebody slid some cardboard in there, it might Is the spotter scope a relatively large thing?
It's about 5 inches long, and it's a little jinky looking.
This is KN4RGN. I had an issue with the spotter scope that came with my original Cassegrangian that I got, in that if I tilted the scope up too much, the nut that held it in there wasn't strong enough, and it would slide out and fall off. And whoever put the cardboard in there might have had that same issue. So, just take a picture or FaceTime with me, and let me take a look at that and see what's going on there.
And get it to you. I keep saying I will, and I keep forgetting about it. My memory fails me sometimes. But anyway, I appreciate the conversation, John. I'll since you'll go out there and take a picture of it and try to get it to you tonight so you can see what's going on with it. But with that, Mr. John, if you ain't got anything else, I'm gonna move on down the log, and appreciate the report tonight. I know there's a lot of people use your reports, especially, you know, to determine what's going on HF. So 73's to you, John. Have a nice evening, sir, and enjoy this wonderful weather we're having. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and see if there are any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Yep. I'm a little behind tonight. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Pecan, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Also, good evening to you and Anna.
Welcome N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry in Anderson and KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, you please tell Miss Tracy we said hello and hope both of you are doing well tonight. All right, with that, we'll move down the log. Next on the stump is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead and take it, sir.
We're in UE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to all on the net. I had a good day today. Had a fellow ham come down to the house, and he and I went up to Gaffney today to the ham fest. Had a pretty good turnout up there. I was surprised. You know, things have been kind of slow in ham fest areas, but that I thought was a pretty good turnout. Wasn't quite as much as it was last year, but that pretty good turnout. And Chad, I actually won something. You know, how you fill out your name and stuff on the ticket stubs. I actually won something this time. That's the first time I've ever won anything at a ham fest. I thought it was pretty cool, but. The folks up there in Gaffney, a man and his wife, make these metal art things. Had all kinds of beautiful stuff laying around. One was a clock made out of a 10-inch saw blade. Don't know if it was a saw blade or not, but it looked like one. Had all kind of different military emblems and stuff like that. And I got a thing that gonna get my call sign. They're gonna put my call sign in it and get it to me later next week or a little, you know, whenever. They said probably by Thursday of next week, so I'm looking forward to that.
Was it like a skill saw blade, Gary? One of the round. I'm assuming it was round, but I've seen the little 8-inch and 9-inch ones. I've never seen a 16-inch, but is that, were you talking about one of the skill saw blades?
Like a skill saw blade or a miter saw blade, you know, about 10 inches. About that, I don't know, might not have been that big, might have been 8, but it looked like it was about 10, you know, that the clock was made out of. But the thing that I got was the outline of the United States. And on the inside, it had like the American flag. And I thought that was really, really pretty. They told me I could choose anything I wanted, you know, on one side of their display there. And I chose that one. And come to find out, the wife was in the Navy. She was a yeoman.
Okay. Well, we've got one of the guys in the American Legion. He was in submarine service, and he helped me out with concessions this time around. And I got to listen to, you know, submarine stories, you know, for a couple of hours. And he was, you know, those things amazed me. I don't see how a ship or a submarine. I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know if there's a whole lot to do. Maybe they got extracurricular activities, things you can do. But he was telling me it's just basically work, you know. Can't get out and see the sun or anything. I just, boy, I tell you, I couldn't imagine that. I don't think I'd like that at all.
I understand. Yes, sir.
And I can understand that, Chad. It's I was a submarine hunter. I worked and flew on the P-3 Orions, and I've got several friends that are submariners. And one of the coolest things, if I can find it, it's in my phone someplace. I'll have to see if I can dig it up. I'll show it to you next time I see you in person. It's a picture of a P-3 Orion taken through a periscope. And, I mean, you know, the guys in the submarine are looking up, and the aircraft's flying right over them, like, you know, looking for them, can't find them. And his little caption down there at the bottom, you know, where he texted me a message, he says, ha-ha, you're dead.
Okay. Well, I pulled up some images of the airplane on the internet, was taking a look at it, and that's a pretty savvy looking airplane. It's made by Lockheed, I guess, but I'm assuming it's got some pretty sophisticated equipment on there.
I think all of those P-3 squadrons have just about gone to the wayside. They're going to the P-8 Poseidon. It's a jet instead of a four turboprop aircraft, and the P-3 replaced the P-2V Neptune. It was a old piston pounder, had two piston engines, and then they later models they put some small jet engines under it to help it on takeoff. They didn't use those when they were flying too much, but I don't know how we got off on Navy ships and stuff. I guess because I mentioned Mary being a yeoman. You know, she did this office work type stuff. But we had a great time up there at the Hamfest, and got to meet some folks I hadn't seen in several years, which was good. And well, I went up there last year, and they had a pretty good turnout, and went up there again this year. The next one coming up, I think, as far as Hamfest go, is Lawrenceville, down there at Stone Mountain. It's November the 6th and 7th. That's a Saturday and Sunday, but I don't know. It may be the 5th and 6th. You'll have to look at your calendar and figure that out. I can't get over to my calendar right now, but don't know that I'll get to that one. And then the next weekend, the weekend after the Lawrenceville Hamfest, the Rock Hill is having a Hamfest. They had to postpone theirs for a bit, so they're going to have theirs in November. So we got a couple of Hamfests coming up here pretty quick, so anybody that's out there that's wanting to go to a Hamfest to meet some folks and maybe find some items they're looking for, there's a couple of chances. It's not too far to drive.
may do the one in Georgia. I don't know. Me and Adam might go. We'll have to wait to see. Maybe make a weekend out of it. Last one was up in Shelby. We just went up there for the weekend. Found a little bed and breakfast and, you know, just kind of hung out for the weekend. Did some other things, too. But, you know, we might try to sneak that in and see what's going on. But, Gary, I'm gonna move on down the log, if that's all right with you. I'm showing my tire a little bit tonight. I'm wore out, actually. But at any rate, I'm glad you had a good time with your friend today. And I'm just curious, did you buy anything or see anything interesting?
Thing, but I did see quite a few interesting items up there. And that's about all I've got over here on this end, Chad. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Had a great time. I enjoyed meeting all the folks and seeing all the my ham friends again. And, you know, that's what I enjoy most, you know, whether I buy anything or not. But just getting up there and seeing the folks again. You and Miss Anna have a great evening. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. And a little bit later, you can go check your eyelids for pinhole. 73, my friend. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
I tell Miss Joy we said hello, and y'all have a wonderful day tomorrow. All right, with that, are there any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
Why don't you shut your mouth?
KO4NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. And I'll be around for a brief comment. And I wish everyone a good night. 73.
Over. All right, Mr. Larry, hang on. Let me see if I can get that other station in there real quick. Last call at station. You're in and out. Would you like to try again, sir? Mr. Larry, I would like to welcome KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer, and he brings along his wife, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna, also in Greer. Well, Larry, you're next on the stop, sir, so that was perfect timing. Go ahead and take it.
Okay, that was quick. Quick turnaround. Well, I must apologize in a sense. I'm usually here right on the dot. I have a reminder set on my smart speaker, I think that's what they're calling them now. Smart speaker that reminds me about this net every night. And that's why I can be here. Otherwise, I can't be trusted. So, anyway. But this evening, I got a phone call and was in a very pleasant, very meaningful phone call, you might say, with an individual, lasted almost 2 hours, and I just couldn't quit, and neither could they quit, so, you know. But fortunately, the net carried on, and I could show up late. Thank you for everybody carrying on. I heard a little bit of what you had to say with Gary, just a little of the tail end of that. And I will confirm that Gary enjoys, that's KI4DOS to anybody who cares, he does enjoy palling around at a ham fest. I've done that with him a couple or three times. And we just had the best time just walking around. We weren't looking for stuff. We were looking for people. And having a great meetup, you know, this is what HamFest means to some of us. And if it doesn't mean that to everybody, that's okay, too. But Anyway, some of my best memories of Hamfests include KI4DOS. And he understands that. He knows what we share in common at some of these places and who we met, who's no longer with us, and all of that. Anyway, okay, a little bit from me now, a little bit from you. KI4DOS, or, I mean, KO4NUE, KK4JBQ.
Do you have a call sign, sir?
Alpha.
Not quite making it into the, well, you're making it into the repeater, but you've got a lot of noise on your signal. Can you give me your call sign? Words twice, please. Well, Mr. Laird, let me tell you what I did today. Pretty much honeydews all day, and it's got some friends coming over, and we're trying to get for Tuesday, and I'm about honeydewed out. I'm tired, but this afternoon I did go down to my toolbox and pulled out my Simpson meter. I've been wanting to go, you know, get it and clean it up and check it out, make sure everything's working right on it. So I dug it out and took the cover off of it and, you know, inspected everything inside and got a couple problems I need to try to straighten out. But, I mean, it works really well, and I'm going to keep it here in the ham shack, you know, because I like the digital meters, but that Simpson's just so nice. It just, you know, looks really nice in here in the ham shack, and I can see, you know, I can see the needle move. It's got the little mirrored scale behind the needle. Works out pretty good. So, I got to order a few parts for it. But other than that, it functions just fine.
Yeah. I had one of those once, and, I can't remember what the occasion was. And why I gave it away, maybe it's because I gave it to my dad, and he was a mechanic, but not an electrician. When I say that, I mean he did not understand electricity, and had never had a meter, so he couldn't see the effects or quantify what he was experiencing with electricity. So a meter helps you do all those things and more, of course. So I gave him that meter, and of course he passed, and then his estate went to someone else in the family, not to the immediate, to my brother and I. So that's just the way that turned out. A legal matter, I think it was. So, anyway, at the time, I'm pretty sure I thought I had a digital meter, and that was a little better. I don't think that way anymore. I think they had each of them had their place. An analog meter and a digital meter. It'd be good to have both, don't you think?
4 NUE with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're exactly right. Sometimes I just want to see a response, you know, and I can kind of do that with a needle at a glance. You can do that with digitally, but, you know, I guess just the way my mind works. It's kind of like it's hard for me to comprehend something off of a computer screen, you know, text or something like that, but if I can hold a page in my hand, that's a little bit different. I don't know. I think it takes several inputs to get my brain working kind of right. So
anything to make it easier. Right. Especially in this hobby.
Yes, sir, I understand. I do agree with you. Well, slight disagreement, but for the most part, I agree.
Good station. Do you have a call sign, sir?
It's ghost sign. I got a ghost sign. Ghost call sign. Means I don't like to tell it. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I tell it. Most of the time I don't.
Word to question. Are you licensed to operate on this frequency with a FCC-issued call sign? Yes or no? Please stay off the frequency. If you're not licensed, don't come here to operate on it. And KO4NUE said that. All right, back to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry, you still in there, bud?
I'm here. I just was trying to be courteous, and if somebody was trying to check in, you know, if I've got this key down, I cannot hear what might be going on. But you're absolutely right. It's a privilege to be here, an absolute privilege to be here. And once you have earned the privilege, you have to be responsible in its use. It's as simple as that. So, with that said, I'll calm down a minute, just a minute. And I'll say that I had a good conversation with an individual, and I'm not privileged to know some important things about this net tonight. I don't know what Mr. John had to say, and I look forward to that. And John, if you're listening still, I'll just say I apologize for missing your Sky report tonight. That means a lot to me. And just to hear that you're there and, you know, everything's functioning, that's important too. And Chad, it's great that you're probably taking over for somebody tonight. This isn't your usual night, so it's good that you're willing to do such as that to keep this going. I was listening to This Week in Amateur Radio, which is available from the ARRL. It's a weekly update on the hobby and on amateur radio in general. And they announced that some club in around Chattanooga, I can't remember, was it Murfreesboro? Anyway, had been in existence since 1962, and a lot of years, something to be proud of. Well, this net is just as long-standing. This, you know, the club that owns this repeater is just as, perhaps more. I think it's 58 or something that it was established, offering a great deal of service and comfort, and in my case, company. I just really enjoy being here. And I want to thank you for being our net control tonight. I understood when you were talking to Gary that you're tired of showing, and I will respect that and say have a good night, won't you? Get yourself some good rest. This is KK4JBQ.
JBQ, KO4NUE. Larry, I appreciate that, bud. I do. I am tired. And it's a pleasure talking with you tonight. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And you guys enjoy tomorrow. It's supposed to be a beautiful day tomorrow. So think about me while I'm finishing up my honeydews. all right. Well, we'll talk at you, Larry. Later, Larry. And 73s to you, sir. All right. Any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilowatt India number 4, Whiskey Charlie Alpha,
My name is Michael, and I'm in West Asheville. Over.
Huge West. Hang on, let me straighten out. KI4WCA. I did not get your name, sir.
My name is Michael. My name is Michael, and I'm in West Asheville. Over.
Michael, KI4WCA in West Asheville. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir, and you have a wonderful night. Go ahead, Keith.
For NUEKN4CHY, I wanted to confirm before you close the net out that Lawrenceville is the 5th and 6th. I had the browser window open, and you can still get tickets online up to October 29th. I hope Gary's still around to hear that. And the station from West Asheville, that was, you were coming in booming. Sounded real good. KN4CHY back then.
Hi, Keith. Things going okay for you up there that way?
And, I plan on being in, at the Stone Mountain Ham Fest too. Usually, me and Stacy in 4OVQ, usually pair up and head down there every year, so hope to see other folks down there. You planning on making the trip?
I've had a fellow ham ask me last week if I was going. I thought it was this weekend, but now that I know it's another weekend, I may, me and Anna might ride down there and meet up with him, or I may ride with him. I don't know, I'll get it figured out, but at any rate, Keith, it's nice hearing from you tonight, sir, and appreciate the info. All right, any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4O, Debbie Richard and Graymore. Negative, negative.
KO Ghost running on the Freedom Act. That's the Freedom of Speech. I don't. That's the Freedom Act. KOA over. Just tuning in on the Freedom Act.
Mac, do you have a FCC issued call sign? Stay off the frequency, sir. All right. This is KO4NUE. Are there any additional comments that would like to comment or have ragged you tonight? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KI4WCA. All right. I just wanted to say, this may be boring to most, but I've been playing around with a spheric reception antennas, which is basically a big coil that you hook up to an audio amplifier so you can listen to tweaks and whistlers and all sorts of cool stuff after the sun sets. And also, you can listen during the day to see how bad band conditions will be later. It's great, and I figured I'd do it because there have been so many flares lately ruining HF that I just had to have something to do. I used to do it with a big air-wound coil, 3 feet in diameter, a big open-frame thing, about 300 turns, and ran that into a homebrew audio amplifier. And results were very good, but that coil is gigantic and huge and heavy and a pain to walk around with, so I decided to try to duplicate the performance using ferrite rods so I could have something I could carry around with one hand, you know, something more manageable. And so I built this ridiculous antenna on out of 1-inch PVC. It's close wound, 31 inches, with a number 24. It's got four 2,500 mu ferrite rods in it from Ukraine. I'm amazed I got them. And the core length is 31.5 inches, and it's 0.511 inches in diameter, or 13 millimeters in ex-Soviet speak. And that thing works like gangbusters. It's been an awful lot of fun. To listen to that sort of stuff, most people use an electrostatic receiver, but you can't use that in the city because you can't get a good null, and the AC hum just drives you insane. So I go out in a certain part of the backyard, and I can reduce the roar enough that I can listen to all sorts of cool stuff. I just thought I'd report that, and I've really been having a blast with it. KI4WCA, Michael in West Asheville, back to you.
I appreciate that, and
I don't know if you've been keeping up with, you know, what's going on in the Ukraine with the war and all. But I think Ukraine's probably got a bunch of excess scrap metal left over from, you know, what's going on over there right now. So not surprising you got your ferrite rods. So, all right, sir, well, I appreciate the comments tonight. And like I said, hope you're doing well. Appreciate you sharing with us and glad you're having a good time. This is a great hobby. And you can, you know, so many trails you can run with it and so many different things you can do. So with that, are there any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.